From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Sergeant Shriver was an idealist to the end. That's how he was remembered Saturday at a funeral mass at Our Lady of Mercy Church in Potomac, Maryland. Shriver founded the Peace Corps under his brother-in-law, President John F. Kennedy, and ran President Lyndon Johnson's War on Poverty. Maria Shriver says her father is now at rest with those he loves.
All of us in our family take great comfort knowing that Daddy is in heaven with God and with Mommy. He was deeply in love with both of them.
Hundreds of family, friends, and admirers attended the funeral, including former President Bill Clinton and U2 frontman Bono. Shriver was 95 when he died on Tuesday. President Obama's State of the Union speech on Tuesday will focus on ways to make the U.S. more competitive. NPR's Scott Horsley says Mr. Obama gave supporters a sneak peek at the speech this weekend.
In a video sent to his political fan base, President Obama said he's still putting the finishing touches on Tuesday's speech, but he says the main focus will be how America can, quote, win the future in an increasingly competitive world.
We're going to have to out-innovate. We're going to have to out-build. We're going to have to out-compete. We're going to have to out-educate other countries.
Even as he makes the case for that kind of investment, Mr. Obama says the government must also deal with its deficit in a responsible way. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is again offering words of encouragement to Tunisia's new leaders. This comes as the country moves to investigate the role of security forces in the deaths of dozens of protesters. NPR's Nancy Lyons reports Clinton has placed her second call in a week to Tunisia.
A State Department spokesman says Clinton called the new prime minister on Saturday to offer U.S. support for Tunisia's transition to an open democracy following the ouster of the country's longtime autocratic president. Clinton's call came as Tunisia's new government set up an independent commission to look into who gave permission for security forces to open fire on protesters. Witnesses have said that during the uprising, those forces fired on the crowds and also beat them with batons. Another commission will look into revising all of the laws enacted under the old regime. A third will examine corruption. Nancy Lyons, NPR News, Washington.
New Hampshire Republicans have elected a Tea Party activist to be their new leader. Former gubernatorial candidate Jack Kimball beat businesswoman Juliana Bergeron to assume the post. Kimball had the backing of the GOP establishment. Blame it on an Alberta Clipper. Forecasters say it's going to be one of the coldest NFL championship game days in decades. When the Bears face the Green Bay Packers at Chicago Soldier Field on Sunday, it's expected to be in the upper teens, and it might reach the teens as the Steelers face the New York Jets in Pittsburgh. In parts of New York, organizers have canceled winter festivals because of the cold. This is NPR News. Rural Australian communities are bracing for more flooding as heavy rains continue to spread across the country's southeast. The flooding started more than a month ago in northeast Queensland state. More than 30 people have died and more than 30,000 homes have been destroyed or damaged in the northeast. The latest flooding is hitting Victoria state. 2 weeks after being shot in the head, Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is being cared for at a new hospital in Houston, Texas, where she'll eventually begin rehabilitation. Her doctors say they're encouraged by her gestures, expressions, and interaction with those around her. Carrie Feibel of member station KUHF is in Houston and has more.
Giffords will stay in intensive care at least through the weekend. Her doctors say they want to make sure the flight from Tucson did not cause any problems like blood clots or infection. Giffords also has a temporary shunt in her brain to drain fluid. Dr. Gerard Francisco is with UT Health Memorial Hermann in Houston.
First, let me say that she has great rehabilitation potential. I think those three words will sum it up. Great rehabilitation potential, great rehabilitation candidate. She will keep us busy and we will keep her busy as well.
Francisco says some limited rehabilitation will begin in the ICU. They'll test the range of motion of her muscles and will try to stand her up again. One doctor said rehab could take 4 to 6 months. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Feibel in Houston.
The Army is looking into how a pair of 9-foot-tall marble urns that once sat at either side of the Arlington National Cemetery's Memorial Amphitheater ended up on a private auction block. An auction house in nearby Alexandria, Virginia, plans to sell the decorative urns that once stood next to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. The urns appear to have been removed during a 1980s renovation of the cemetery. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News.